Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Those guys probably have some instruments they don't use anymore. There's a Led Zeppelin, what is and what should never be. This is Eric Johnson. I've got some special guests with me right now. Today is the day that music cares. We're doing our part by collecting gently used music instruments of all types right here in the parking lot at One Bala Plaza, just a block off City Avenue, on the Bala side of City Avenue. We'll be out there until 2 o'clock today. I am joined by Mark Schultz from the Music Cares Foundation, also the managing director of the Philadelphia Music Alliance, and a spin instructor, too. Right?
Indeed.
And Catherine Charlton, executive director of Musicopia. Welcome to MGK.
Thanks so much having us.
And welcome to the parking lot here at One Bala Plaza. First, before we talk about what we're doing up until 2 o'clock today, Mark, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then a little more about the day that Music Cares.
Well, working with Music Cares today and on this project in particular, Music Cares is a safety net for music makers and music people in general. It's a sister organization to the Recording Academy, which is the Grammy Awards. And we've been around since 1986. So the idea for today is to get people together and to do good, to get everyone out. We work in isolation. We're traveling. Let's get together. Let's have fun together. And let's do something good for the community. So that's what today is all about.
And tell me about your association with Catherine and Musicopia.
Musicopia, an amazing organization in this Philadelphia area. You guys are coming up on how many years?
50 years this year.
Crazy. So I was on the board a long time ago and have kept in touch. Catherine's a dear friend, and we've done a number of things together in different capacities with Musicopia. So when this came across our desk, it's like, let's see if we can do something with Musicopia today.
So to that end, tell us, Catherine, about Musicopia a little. You mentioned about the anniversary, but the way I have learned over the past week or so, you guys collect instruments, and in our case today, gently used instruments, and then distribute them to future musicians who need the help.
That's exactly right. And that's a small part of what we do in a way that we can really engage in the community. We have over 150 musician teaching artists who travel to schools and neighborhoods throughout the five-county region, Camden County, New Castle County, Delaware, who are bringing music programs from around the world to K-12 students. We have tuition-free after-school orchestra, drum lines, rock bands, over 25,000 students a year. And the music instrument donation program is a way that we can connect community members and the stories of their instruments to help inspire the next generation, all in schools that wouldn't have access to the arts otherwise.
So right now, how can our listeners help you out? If they can't make it here today to bring us an instrument that's sitting in their closet or their basement, beyond that, what can they do to help you?
We have donation sites throughout the region. Go to musicopia.net. And there's an instrument donation page where you can fill out what you want to bring and find a map of all of our drop-off locations.
So if I couldn't get out today and I wanted to go out tomorrow, I'm making errands and I have these instruments and I'm thinking right now, I can't get to One Bala Plaza now, but I'll be out Saturday. Like tomorrow, if they decide they want to donate, what could they do?
It's at radio stations around the city, music stores. It's really varied. There are even some investment firms that have drop-off locations.
Okay, so go to your website.
Yeah, musicopia.net is the best place to find the up-to-date location of who's currently accepting, but there really are across the entire region.
Cool. Well, and you'll be out there to meet our listeners over the next few hours.
Exactly.
Mark will be here as well. Mark, any final thoughts?
We're just happy to have MGK on board with us to use your parking lot and to have your listeners join us in some capacity today.
Well, we wrote all about it at WMGK.com. You can get our exact address and learn more about our effort today. Catherine and Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And coming up, it's another long classic rock block on MGK.